Jeff, I'd like to learn a little bit more about the Chicago Farmers and the upcoming Farmland Investment Fair. So let's start there. I understand that, first of all, that you're one of the co-chairs for the program.
Yes, Rich Schell and I are co-chairs of the Investment Fair this year.
And let's, first of all, just what is Chicago Farmers? Because there are some people that may not be totally familiar with that.
The Chicago Farmers is an organization that was founded in 1935 by a group of business executives in the Chicago area that had a job in the Chicago downtown, but they had agriculture interests. They owned farmland or some other type of agriculture interest. They formed a club and started getting together and discussing agriculture, what's going on in the agriculture world. And since then, that organization has evolved, and now it contains members like myself who kind of, with agriculture leaving the Chicago area somewhat, there's more people involved outside of the suburban area.
Yeah, well, I know you've got this event coming up called the Farmland Investment Fair. So tell me a little bit about that, first of all, and we'll get into the program for this year.
Okay, the fair was started back in about 1982. It was a brainstorm of Hugh Martin, a Chicago Farmer member. At that time, a lot of people had purchased farmland, paying 18% interest. Commodity prices kind of went down. So he had the idea of bringing, starting this fair and bringing together investors and farmers to try to, you know, a unique situation and try to help the farmers out and producers out. And that time it worked really well. I had several producers that were able to sell their farmland and able to keep farming the ground. And it's just evolved every year into something a little bit better, bigger. We've added the last 5 years. We have added seminars to go along with our exhibit area with, you know, real estate farmers, real estate agents, farm managers are an exhibit area. So it's kind of a combination of seminars and exhibitors, and it's for anybody that's interested in agriculture, whether you're a farmer, a producer, a big producer, small producer, landlord, new investor, kind of whatever your interests are in ag, we try to have something there to help you out.
Well, this year you've got a part of your program or a seminar there that is of real personal interest to me, and that's on using social media marketing to grow your business. You know, when it comes to those elements or communication channels like blogging and podcasting and using social networking, our company has really pioneered that in the agribusiness area. And so I was really excited to see that. And can you tell me a little bit about that workshop that you've got at your program this year?
Yes, this is something that we've added new to our programming this year. Jeff Corin, he's kind of a green industry speaker, video blogger, internet marketer, kind of like you just talked a little bit about. We feel like that, and you do also in my business as a farmer or any business, to get your name out there so people know who you are, you know, what you're doing, and to help grow your business. And there's so many people now that are using social media marketing, you know, to grow your business that we felt like it'll be a great thing for producers who are wanting to, you know, let people know what they're doing and how to market yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm hope to learn some of about that since I can't be there. And I know you've got a number of other seminar topics that are being offered there. And since I've communicated with your co-chair, Rich Schell, many times, I know there's probably got to be something in the legal area too, right?
Yes. Rich is doing a couple programs. We have some legal things going on with our organic farming, international investing, 1031 updates. There's all kinds of fine points and contracts that you need to make sure that you know how to follow, what to do when you're establishing your organic business or investing in farmland. Especially, we've had a lot of interest from international investing. So Rich is going to go over some of the fine points of that. And the 1031 exchange, which has been really popular, it's kind of down a little bit this year with the housing market down, but you have to really know what to follow to take advantage of all the opportunities there. So we're going to have several opportunities there for people to learn what's going on from the legal standpoints of buying and selling farmland, exchanging.
Well, let's go ahead and tell people when is the program being held, and how do they get registered if they'd like to do so?
This year's fair is being held February 7th, 2009, at the Joliet Junior College Weitendorf Agriculture Education Center. To find out how to register for the fair, directions to the fair, you can call 312-388-3276 or go on our website, www.chicagofarmers.org. You can download our brochure there, and all the information you need, how to attend, and the directions how to get there. It's held from 8 to 2:30, February 7th. That's this coming Saturday.
All right. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with me about it. Wish I could be there myself. I've wanted to, actually, even in previous years. It just the date hasn't worked for my schedule, but we'll point people your way and hope that you have a very successful event this year, Jeff.
I appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you very much.